Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Montreal singer-songwriter Patrick Watson has been described as a musical mad scientist, and for good reason. On the surface, you might hear in his music a delicate waltz rhythm, even a cabaret-style flourish. But listen more closely and you'll notice unsettling cinematic sounds, including percussion made from bicycle spokes, and household items like pots and pans and sliding drawers. This potent mix is bringing Patrick Watson growing attention. His third full-length album is called Wooden Arms, and it follows on the heels of an acclaimed Polaris Music Prize winner in 2007. Patrick Watson and his band are here to show you what all the fuss is about with a live performance. The song is called Beijing. Here is Patrick Watson and the band, The Wooden Arms.
It was a sound.
Patrick Watson and the Wooden Arms live in our soundcheck studio. The song is called Beijing, and a version of that appears on the record called Wooden Arms. Patrick Watson at our piano and singing, Mischa Stein playing the bass. Robbie Kuster played almost none of our drum kit, but a nice array of pots and pans and other noisemakers. And Simon Angel playing the guitar. And Patrick, first of all, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Oh, thank you very much.
On the record, Beijing also features the sound of bicycle spokes being played.
Bicycle.
Simon does a pretty good job of impersonating that on the electric guitar in that song.
Well, you know, what came about a lot of that, you know, sound design you talk about is that when you start playing shows live for Close Paradise, you know, we didn't have all the gadgets.
That being the 2007 record that won the Polaris Prize.
Yeah, we didn't have, we'd use a lot of post-production to make these interesting sounds, you know. And then we got to the live stage and we're like, well, we better figure out a way to bring this show to a live audience and make it as interesting sonically as the record would be, you know. So, you know, I think Simon, he took a lesson with Mark Bow and stuff like that. And he started being really interested in prepared guitar. And then we all started really going along the lines of finding some really interesting sonic stuff to bring to the live show. And because of that, when we got to the studios, we were like, well, let's do a live record, no post-production. Let's make all the interesting sounds on tape, and let's do it live and see what happens, you know.
And the bicycle spokes, a reference to all the bicyclists in the city of
Beijing?
Well,
it's all lyrical content. We were kind of inspired also by cartoon music, you know, from the Warner Brothers. A lot of times where a lot of the Foley sounds would happen, and, you know, which, you know, is really inspiring. They get in the studio, they have 1 week to write these amazing scores, and they have all these sound designs making these stories come alive. So it comes from an array of different places where we started thinking about doing that stuff, you know?
You know, what it also sounds like is like mid-20th century radio, the radio plays.
Like a radio play. You know, yeah, we try to use it like in a really lyrical way. Whenever we try to do like interesting sound designs or work with the arrangements, we try to tell stories. So it's kind of our main goal. So that way, you know, it has its place and it's, you know, it's still pop music because of that in a way, you know, because it's lyrical still, you know?
But now, how do you know when a song just absolutely requires a toilet plunger or a tree branch? I mean, what is it that says I simply have to be able to break a branch at this point in this song?
That's a good question. I haven't built a device to measure that yet. I know, like, you know, for example, if you like Wooden Arms and there's a branch on it, Robbie was just like, you know, I don't want to play drums in the song. So he went to the kitchen and he took a bunch of pots out and he's like, well, if I'm going to have a bunch of pots, can I bring a tree in? And we're like, well, if you want to bring a tree, that's cool. I'm going to sing. You just do your thing. And then, you know, the bicycle, I think, was calling for it. You know, I had a message from the sky says, you need a bicycle on the song. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. That's a wonderful idea. So we decided to put in the bike parts, you know.
Okay. It all worked out really well on the album Wooden Arms, to the extent that the band, which, if I remember this from last time, was formerly called Patrick Watson, is now called Wooden Arms. Is that right?
We've been trying to figure out how to do that for the last, like, 3 years. We never found a really good name. Wooden Arms became a really nice name, and I thought it really matched what you know, we all felt it really matched what was going on on our instruments. So we decided, you know, and everybody's seen us live for the last years know we play like a band, you know. We write like a band and it sounds like a band. It doesn't sound like a singer-songwriter project. So, you know, we finally found a way of sneaking it in there and finally, you know. Well, that's why.
All right. You want to do Big Bird in a Small Cage next?
Yeah, I'll get over to the piano and see what happens.
Patrick Watson making his way back to the piano. Simon Angel, the guitar. Mischa Stein, the bass. Robbie Kuster is the drummer. Perhaps percussionist would be a better word today. And here's another live performance in our soundcheck studio, Big Bird in a Small Cage.
There was a house halfway around the world, and I was invited in for a small taste of jam. There was a wall with a thousand birds long, but the biggest one of all was in a cage, too small. I asked the caretaker, cause he was the maker. Looked at me and laughed, took another sip from his glass. He said, open up your ears and eyes. You put a big bird in a small cage and I'll sing you a song. Thank you. Put a big bird in a small cage and you say you saw. You put a big bird in a small cage and it sings you saw. You put a big bird in a small cage and it sings you saw. You put a big bird in a small cage and it sings you saw.
Once again, Patrick Watson and the Wooden Arms performing live here in our studio, and a song called Big Bird in a Small Cage. A version of that appears on the new album called Wooden Arms, and we're hearing some of the moody, atmospheric, almost impressionist music of Patrick Watson and the Wooden Arms here in our soundcheck studio. And the band does have a third song for us, and it is, in fact, the title track. Here is Wooden Arms.
I wish I would be in your wooden arms that weaves just like a
in your arms and I, in your arms and your arms.
Patrick Watson and the Wooden Arms, live in our soundcheck studio. The song called Wooden Arms from the album Wooden Arms. Once again, Patrick singing both through microphones and megaphones, playing the piano. Simon Angel, who played guitar earlier in that set, played, let's see, lap steel, banjo, and what looks like maybe a soprano banjo of some kind.
Turkish banjo.
Robbie Kuster playing various bits of percussion, and Mishka Stein playing the bass. So it's that this second song in the set, the first of the two that you just played for us,
Big Bird
and Small Cage,
yeah.
Was that inspired by traveling through the South, the American South?
Yeah.
You mentioned New Orleans.
Especially the second half. The first half was actually a true story. I was in Asia, and I actually went to this musician's house with generations of musicians, and they had hundreds of birds as a collection of songbirds. And they actually had this, you know, really small cage, this huge bird in it. And he's like, I'm like, why do you put such a big bird in a small cage? He's like, you put a big bird in a small cage, he sings. I'm like, well, years. And I said, I'm going to write a song one day. And this is years later, you know. And I remember we were traveling on tour, and we got to New Orleans, and we played a show, and we ended up in this blues bar very late at night, 2 o'clock, in a really small little place. And in the middle of the night, all these great blues musicians walked in with these old, beautiful black suits on, just played like the most touching music we'd heard almost the whole tour. And it was kind of really made me think of the story when I was in Asia, so I kind of combined those two stories, and it was probably one of our favorite nights on the road.
Well, you've been on the road a lot, which is where I was going with that question.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it seems like in the wake of the last record, which won this, you know, the Polaris Prize, I guess, is the equivalent of the big Mercury Prize over in the UK.
Exactly.
It's like the Album of the Year award, basically.
Yeah.
It seems like you guys have done a ton of traveling. Mm-hmm. Including traveling to make this record. Why go to Iceland and places like that and not do the whole record, just do a little bit here and a little bit there?
Well, you know, as we were traveling, there's a couple spots that really, you know, touched us. Iceland was one of the spots that really profoundly touched us. Like, I don't know if you've ever been there. It kind of looks like you're on another planet. Like, it's really stunning. At the same time, it's really bizarre looking. The people are really nice. And it's, when you go there, there's a feeling you get when you get there that we really wanted to just capture on tape. And we got lucky. We found a studio, and we spent a week. And we didn't know how much we'd record there. We might have recorded the whole record. We just took a week. We wrote that song when we were there, recorded it. And we wrote about 3 or 4 songs. That's about the one we kept from there. And we did another, you know, session in Paris, in this old mansion outside of Paris, and in this amazing studio. This board was actually built by Rupert Neat. Anyways, you know, we just kind of caused trouble.
Doesn't this all cost a lot of money?
No,
because... How much did you get with that Polaris Prize?
No, it doesn't cost a lot of money because, you know, also, like, we have an engineer with us constantly, and we only did, like, a week in Iceland and a week in the other place, and then the other stuff we did really low budget to make up for the week in Iceland. You know, so, you know.
And the answer is, with the Polaris Prize, you got $20,000 and did what with it?
Well, because we crashed our van in Fargo on the way back, and, you know, we didn't get the right insurance to cover more than one driver, so we ended up getting the bill the same day as we winning the award that we owed them, $20,000. So
it all worked out.
Yeah, that all works out perfectly, yeah.
Patrick,
could have bought a hot tub with that, I'm not going to lie. I think it must have been a little more effective.
The album is called Wooden Arms. Patrick, to you and the gang, thanks for joining us and playing for us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
That's going to do it for this edition of the program. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us next time at this time for Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.